Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. 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 People are so angry on the internet. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. I already forgot what the script says after that. That's what I read from the script. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd talk and the news coming up. I'd just like to take a second to say a brand new episode of the full 90s Soccer Time podcast is here. Slight name change, but a brand new season. Season 3 under current management is... Sorry. We just have different hosts than we did when it started. Anyway, my buddy Brandon and I are back, getting you all set up for the Sounders season, which is now less than 3 weeks away. Okay, great. Hi. Hi there. I've had a weird day thanks to an opinion shared on the internet. What was I thinking, you fool? Why would you ever contribute to anything where there are strangers present and they treat you like hot garbage? Well, you see, I saw my friend, a radio person, happy World Radio Day, by the way, he responded to a video of a woman on an airplane, it looks like in the premium seats, the old first class there. She appears to be reclined, and she is taking video over her shoulder of the enraged man behind her, lashing out like a child. Now, this man might have some other sort of, I don't know, setbacks that are responsible for how he is acting, okay, but... From what I can see, what's in the video, it just looks like some sort of nerdy guy behind her is repeatedly punching the seat and getting more and more mad as he's trying to watch his cell phone video on his tray table. Now, through the commentary on the video, it appears that the guy is in a seat that doesn't recline and the person in front of him is reclining. I don't understand how anyone on the internet is defending the person. No. How do you say that right? I don't understand how anyone on the internet can say that as a person with a seat that is legally allowed to recline, that it is not okay to recline in that seat. Look, I'm almost 6 foot 6. Today I'm wearing boots, so I have heels. I'm 6 foot 6. And I hate it when I'm lucky enough to fly that someone in front of me is going to ruin my next few or many hours by putting their seat back. And it's more than just my knees digging into your back, which I guarantee you I'm going to be passive aggressive, or is it active aggressive, and put my knee exactly where you don't want it. Okay? I just guarantee that that's going to happen, because as a person with no room, I'm not going to be able to sit folded up like a pretzel the whole time. Anyway, you bring that seat back and it's going to ruin my leg room, sure. But it's also going to make it so that way, like, if you have some sort of device you're trying to watch or whatever, when the seat comes back, it changes the ability to look forward at a laptop, an iPad, a book, or whatever you're doing. It's now, like, below you, and so you have to crane your head down, and it's a whole thing. Listen, though, I get it. You bought a seat on an airplane, it reclines, you're using that feature. It is against the law to smoke on an airplane. So if you're on an old plane that has ashtrays, just because they're there, you don't get to use them, because it's literally against the law. But it is your right to use the legal device for its purpose. I don't like you when you do it. But also, who cares about my opinion of you when we're flying on an airplane together? Chances are I'll never see you again. Unless it's in court. For me, be misbehaving like the guy that was punching the seat the whole time. If a person continuously punches a seat, you call the flight crew and ask them to come and take care of it as well. You have an option. The passenger shaming is much more gratifying for the people of the internet. I made a comment after my friend commented on this video, and now my mentions are a disaster. And I don't understand people being like, no, I paid for my seat and the space around it. What does that mean? The person paid for the full range of the seat. You can't be like, you bought that seat, but I get to dictate the space around everything. No. Just be cool. If someone's reclining and you don't have room, ask them to stop.
I know it's hard that you would have to ask them and not just take to the internet and complain about it and then feel good because the people on the internet agree with you or start a fight and get enraged. It's just the wildest argument. I blogged about it. You can see the video everywhere right now. 1077theend.com if you want to check that sucker out. I was trying to think of a good analogy that would go along with this. And for me, it's when you're driving at night and the car pulls up behind you and they've got the super LED lights. And let's say instead of car, it's a giant truck because then the lights are pointed right into the back window and they're reflecting off of the rear view and you think that you're getting that Trump face for when it's all orange from a few weeks ago when he was like, I don't know what he was even doing. And of course, someone went in and bumped up the contrast on that to make it look worse. But still, anyway, you know, you're afraid that you're cooking to death from the lights behind you. You're not, but it's frustrating. It's impossible to see. It really hampers driving safety. But they're legal. So I'm not going to say, like, hey, you've got those lights I don't like. Why do you drive at night? I don't like that. This is my space in this side of this car, and you're ruining it. No, people got to be allowed to drive at night. You give me a seat that reclines, and I recline in it. That's what the seat is for. I'm using it for its function. You don't get to determine which parts of it you like and don't like. Now, if they banned reclining seats, I am all in.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
A massive congratulations goes out to all of the music playing, horn blowing, bass plucking nerds that are in the jazz bands around the greater Seattle area. 5 in total have been selected for the Essentially Ellington High School Jazz Band Competition that takes place in New York City. It's the most prestigious competition in all of high school jazz, according to the SeattleTimes.com, a great piece that I'll post now on our social media at 1077 The End. Those schools include Garfield High School, Mount Lake Terrace High School, Mount Si High School in Snoqualmie, Seattle Jazz Ed, and reigning champions, Roosevelt High School. Shoutouts to Mr. Brown, their teacher. $30 car tabs, remember those?
Oh, I remember.
Well, it looks like they're almost here after a judge tossed out most of the holdups, except for the final 2 remaining obstacles involving some legality issues. It really looks like you're going to end up only paying $30 for car tabs. Now, no idea how anyone's going to pay for the transportation that needs to be funded. I guess you could take all that money you save and just buy yourself a tank. And while it might be frustrating this morning, maybe don't take a giant stuffed dinosaur, bright and colorful, and put it in your passenger seat. And try and pretend like you belong in the HOV lane. So I got busted doing that yesterday, and while hilarious, the fine is stiff.
You just got news.
Yesterday on the podcast, I got some breaking news about a situation that went from bad to good very quickly. That situation, of course, was the Pacific Banzai Museum. I say of course as if you know what I'm going to say. The Pacific Banzai Museum was robbed, and that is terrible. Specifically, when they were robbed of a living, what do you call it when something's on display? Peace! It was 2 bonsai trees that were stolen in the middle of the night. Yeah, they were captured. Yeah, they were captured on film by, security cameras. How many times does that happen? You see the videos all the time of porch pirates coming up and stealing stuff. They're on camera. They just can't do anything about it. The resolution's not good enough. You're not... Like if they're wearing any sort of face cover or hat or whatever, it's tough. Not everyone's 6'6 like me and easily recognizable. Well, when the staff got the word out about what had happened, they showed up the next day to work and security had driven by to go take a look. And they had found the 2 specimen on the driveway waiting, safely returned. Minimal damage done to one of the trees just in transportation. But the curator, Aaron Packard, says that it should be okay. He should be able to rehab them back into security, which is just the best. I was so happy to know that that was the end result. I do have to admit that I feel sort of bad because at the time that it happened, I may have written that I hoped that a swarm of flying laser-proof pterodactyls would torment whoever is behind this stupidity for 1,000 generations. Well, I would just like to let you know I have lifted the hex to the best of my abilities and that they should be once again okay. You ever feel like you're addicted to screen time, like to looking at your screen? Because I do, but one person's taking it a little far.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks to a total lack of self-control, our culture has a bit of a problem with screen time. Some people are switching back to flip phones to live an app-free life with the modern conveniences of 2006 and its T9 texting. One guy took it to a whole new level, engineering a cell phone with a built-in rotary dial. Man, we live in a 10-digit world. That sucks. But finally, a phone your grandma can use without you.
Hello?
Scientists playing with their kick-ass telescopes have discovered a newborn baby planet. Oh, it's an exoplanet bigger than Jupiter. And unlike human babies, it does not require a giant diaper for Uranus. It's actually probably millions of years old. It's just 330 light years from Earth. And if we left today with our current technology, it would only take us 32,000 years to get there. Of course, we don't have space brakes, so we would just go shooting right on by. And finally, robots are being taught to update Wikipedia for us to keep things from becoming outdated. Now, if you're afraid of automation taking over the world, like I am, is this worse than any jackass being allowed to update Wikipedia?
Albert Einstein theorized the concept of relativity and also once wrote that humans should jump in the tar pit! What are you waiting for?
Well, it is on the internet, so I guess it must be true.
Stupid human.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, it's time to bring your seat backs up and your put your trait tables into their full upright position. This podcast is about to land. That's not an analogy that works, but thanks for listening.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.